Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
Okay, being a first-year student is exciting. Of course it is. But it's also scary because you're not really sure what to expect for many. It's living away from home for the first time. New experiences, you're expected to adult. Dropout rates in the first year of university are really high globally. So it's important to understand how university is different. It's different from school. Here to give students some advice on how to get through that first year is General Manager at the Independent Institute of Education, Peter Creel. Peter, morning!
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
Great to have you with us. Listen, can you give us an idea of what the dropout rate is for first year varsity students in South Africa?
You know what, it's difficult to give you an exact percentage because it really differs between one institutions and two kinds of qualifications. You know, in the science field, the dropout rate's higher than in normal commerce, for example, but it could be up to 50% in some instances, which is really high. I mean, it's a big concern both in South Africa, but also internationally, like you said.
It is high, and I was telling a story earlier, and I went to university in England. I remember sitting in my first lecture, Monday morning or whatever it is, and the professor stood at the head of the lecture hall and he said, right, look to your right and look to your left, and the chances are that in a few months' time, only one of you is going to, of the three of you, only one of you is still going to be sitting here. And he was right. What are the reasons for it? Why is there such a high dropout rate at university?
Well, I mean, there's the underlying factors such as there's a relative loss of adult supervision. You know, like you said in your introduction, supposed to adult, you know what I mean? And that's not a transition anybody just makes. It doesn't happen. Mm. So that's a reason. Your school has got a certain institutional structure. You know, you have to stand on the row and you have to put your suitcase there and people guide you, your teachers and other people guide you through the structure. And that is lost in higher education because, again, like you said, you're supposed to adult. However, those are, in my opinion, the softer skills. Most commonly, in my many years of higher education experience, it's about the wrong choice, wrong planning or lack of planning, and the wrong mindset. So I want to start with the wrong choice. I mean, if you're going to go into a qualification or a prospective career because your mother or your aunt or your father or your uncle or your friends are doing it, they're all lawyers, so you need to become a lawyer, that to me is a number one reason for fallouts in first year, because it's really key that you do something that you are interested in, something that will lead you to your future career interest again. My advice to all young people at any stage of application or studying, don't go with peer pressure or family pressure. You really need to be interested in what you want to do. And over many, many years, I've seen students dropping out and then they come and talk to me and I said, well, talk to me. Tell me what is wrong. And said, this is just not for me. I want to be that. So those kind of considerations are really key.
I think that's a really good point. I remember I had gone to university to do English, and I did English because really I liked reading and I could write a bit. And I wasn't passionate about it. And I'd also done, I did A-levels, not matric, but I'd done law at A-level and absolutely loved it. But I just felt that, everyone expects me to do English. I did one English lecture. And I knew immediately it wasn't for me. And I remember going to the head of the law department and saying, please, please, can I change? And you know what? I'm so glad I did, Peter, because I don't think I would have stuck at it if I'd done three years of something that you really don't have a passion for is difficult, because or 4 years, it's difficult. I think that's a really beautiful point. If you're just joining us this morning, we are talking about getting through that first year of university, as we've just heard from Peter Creel, joining us, General Manager at the Independent Institute of Education. We're looking at 50% dropout rates for first year university students in South Africa. I think that figure is probably applicable in other parts of the world. So how can students prepare then, Peter? And how can families also support?
Well, I think in my opinion, there's three key things. And the first one we already touched on is this the right qualification for me? But further to that, the earlier you make that discovery or make that decision, of course, it's better for you. Because like you said, if you spend 3 or 4 years, number one, time-wise, and two, money-wise, that is a total waste. But today, and again, in South Africa, this is very relevant, is most students study to become employed. There are very few students who enter first year thinking, I want to become an academic and I'm going to study for the rest of my year and be in academia. So your focus is, I want to study, I want to get a qualification in order to get employed. And then the right questions to ask is, the curriculum, has the institution outlined to you what they do to make it industry relevant? What are the ties to industry? And of course, there's no institution that's perfect. But the kind of responses that you would hear from the academic advisors would tell you, well, this qualification is likely to get me employed or at least put me in line to get employed or not. How they support students. What are the career prospects with the qualification I'm entering for? What do I want to do? Because if you want to, and you use your own example about law and English, if in your head you say, I want to become a lawyer, and you enroll for an English degree, of course you're in the path for failure because you're not going to reach your dreams. So those kind of questions, the link to industry, link to employment, link to career opportunities is number one. Number two, logistics. You know, there's a whole change in your life. You know, you're used to getting up, mommy or daddy waking you up, or whoever you live with, possibly have a sandwich made for you, and all of that's going to be turned upside down. So you, with the help of your family and your support structure around you, make sure that your logistics are correct. Make sure you know when classes are due to start. Make sure you and of course there are challenges there too, but if you're in the position to get your textbooks, get yourself the technology that you need, so that all of that, or at least as much of that logistics, is out of the way. Yeah. So that the day you start classes, you can focus on class.
I agree.
And you don't have to worry about that. Now, again, I do recognize that not everybody is privileged enough to get
100%. There are going to be people whose experiences of that first year of university, in fact, their entire university career, are very, very, very different, of course.
Absolutely. But if you have a plan, you know, a plan in your head doesn't cost money. So if you say, well, this is my challenge, this is the gap, this is how I think I'm going to deal with it, and you have that plan, then when things, I want to say go wrong, but when in that situation, then at least you see, well, I thought about it and this is how I think I want to deal with it. And then lastly, mental preparedness. You know, campus life at the higher education institution, completely different. No stand in rows, no put your suitcase there. And you need to mentally prepare you for that. Think about what you want from your time in higher education, what the outcomes are, and your head must be right to say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to attend class, I'm going to submit my assignments because I want to become a lawyer, or I want to become a business person, or whatever career you want to go into. So get your head right and say, I'm not going in there not knowing where I'm going. This is where I want to be, and this is what I'm going to do to get there. And then stick to your plan, of course. Sometimes, of course, there's some things that come in the
obstacles,
way, like social life.
Obstacles, exactly. I have fond memories of university. In one sense, it was one of the greatest times of my life, and in another sense, it was. There were times it was very, very difficult for various reasons. And again, I'm aware that my experience of going to university, not really having any financial concern in that regard, beyond you know, being a 21-year-old having to budget a student loan really sort of pales in comparison to what a lot of people will experience. But the other thing that for me was that by the time I got to university and I had, you know, I'd been expelled from school, I'd dropped out of college, I felt quite disillusioned by the later years of my schooling and my secondary school and high school, to the point where I never envisaged that I would ever get to university, and I moved out of home and I worked for a couple of years, and I don't know if we'd call it a gap year as such, but I had sort of adulted for a couple of years to a sense. So by the time I did get to university, still only at the age of 21, the thing that you spoke about there in terms of having that end goal was very much in my mind. And I think for me, a lot of the novelties I'd done. I'd lived out of home. I'd lived away from my parents and under their rules, you know, my house, my rules, and all of that sort of stuff. And the thing that I saw around people who were perhaps a little younger than me, who were coming straight out of high school, was the novelty. And also some of them didn't know what to do with that freedom. And that then started to interfere with school, with university studies. And it can very quickly go downhill once that snowball has started to roll.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, obviously, in your own example, you made that mental shift. You made the
that's
decision.
That's exactly what it was.
This is
yeah.
where I want to be. And that supported you.
Yeah.
Now, right at the beginning of our chat this morning, you asked me how parents or other support structures
yeah.
can help young people. And that's exactly what they must focus on, is it the right path? This is what you're going to deal with. What do you do in these instances? How do you deal with social life? Because you need a social life. I mean, nobody says you shouldn't. You can't have a social life. So support structures can help young people make that shift, because if you've never done it, how would you know where you're going, you know what I mean, other than I want to become a doctor or a business person or an IT person. All the other things are going to be new to you.
Yeah.
So support structures must help young people say, this is going to come on your path. You need to socialize, but you need to plan it this way, or this is how it worked for other people. You know, young people don't always believe parents and guardians, but if you give real examples and make them speak to people like yourself, they should make that shift relatively easy, or at least better than no shift at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, I share still quite frequently on this show too, Peter, about how up until a couple of years ago, it still happens occasionally, I used to have dreams about not being prepared and going into exams at university, and then I kind of wake up and go, it's all right, you did it. It might have been quite a hectic 3 years, but you did it, you got your degrees. Listen, once we, with all that established and preparing in that way, sort of mentally, academically, logistically, how does that preparation that we've put in that first 12 months then carry us through for the remainder of our studies at varsity?
You know what, again, back to my own experience, students who get through first year successfully are very likely to complete their 3 years
sure.
or 4 years, depending
yeah.
on how long the degree studies is. So your first year is key. You know, if you're going to drop out in first year, that's a cut off from the rest of that study. And if you get through first year, you know what, then you've dealt with the social things, you've got the planning, you probably is now convinced that this is the right qualification for you, and then you're very likely to continue and be successful in the rest of the qualification. So I am a firm believer that almost the total focus should be on getting through first year. I have seen very few students in my life who successfully completed first year and then drop out.
Really?
Of course it happens, you know,
sure.
the circumstances or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
generally speaking, first year successful, you're going to go through.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. You've got more experience in that regard, but that seems to, that certainly rings true for me. I remember that, and also the sense of achievement of having got through that first year was extraordinary. And if you are somebody who's listening in now, and perhaps you are heading off to varsity and you're feeling anxious, that amazing sense of achievement of I've done this after the first year, and that really spurred me on to get through. I have to say, and we used to say this among my sort of my little group at university once we'd graduated. The final year, despite the pressures and it being your finals, was actually the easiest. that you could sort of relax a little bit because now you'd got yourself into a rhythm. Just my experience. Peter, absolutely fantastic to have you with us this morning. We appreciate your time and your expertise. Peter Creel, General Manager at the Independent Institute of Education.